This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise, I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com/sci-fi, S-C-I-F-I. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network, so you can go to deliberatenoise.com. If you want to send feedback, you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772, or you can send email to sci-fi, S-C-I-F-I, at deliberatenoise.com. There's a new show on TNT. I think everybody knows where I'm going with this. It's called Falling Skies. It stars Noah Wyle and Moon Blood Good, which is just a great name. It's got a lot of O's in it, you know. And although I personally see it as a remake of V done right, you know, this is the remake that they should have done, mostly from the human side. This is what they should have done. With the ABC's V. Ugh. You know, I'm just going to say I was really disappointed in that. I think one of the reasons I was disappointed is from the beginning, when they, you know, when they had the first 2-hour premiere, and the 2-hour premiere was okay, you know. Was it a 2-hour premiere? Shit, I can't even remember now. But you had a bunch of people who immediately wanted to politicize the message, you know. The evil aliens were giving universal health care, and the evil aliens were doing all this, you know, this liberal agenda. And I'm just like, what? You know, I mean, that's just the first thing that popped into my head, you know? I mean, no, that's what the aliens on V were actually doing, pretty much what Americans did when they wanted to take the lands from the natives, you know? Hey, here's some blankets, you know? Yeah, so it was like really weird. And I didn't mind that. I just ignored that. But then they did two things that really bug me, you know. And a lot of sci-fi does it, mostly because of budgetary concerns, but it's still really irritating. Number one, the aliens almost always take human form, you know. And I realize it's because nobody wants to pay the extra money for makeup artists and special effects people. But I mean, come on, you know, I'm watching, we're taking a little break to watch the Harry Potter movies, but I'm watching, Odyssey 5, on DVD from Netflix, you know, and those bad guys who are some sort of alien, some sort of monster, I'm not even sure what yet, they take human form, you know. It's like Battlestar Galactica, right, which had the original Cylons, right? These new Cylons now take human form. It's like, and on top of that, not only do they take human form, but they only had to hire like what, 6-7 different actors. Just make them over and over again. It's like, oh man, really? I think War of the Worlds, a TV show way back when, the bad guys took human form, you know. And on V, you know, they take human form, and it's like, you know, I was really. No, well, anyway, that was one thing they did wrong. Another thing is that they spent, and I've complained about this before, too much time sneaking around, you know. Maybe I need to watch some of the original V, but I don't remember there being a whole lot of sneaking around like this. All I remember, and I'm serious, this is truly how I remember like an episode of V going. Hey, we have to go over there and get those guns. All right. But the visitor's gonna be waiting for us. Okay, so let's make up a plan. You go this way, we go this way, and we'll meet them there, right? And then the resistance would go and they'd be a shootout. They'd take the guns and then they'd leave, you know? In the meantime, the visitors, Diana and her people would be talking to oh God, I can't remember the guy's name. He was the father from Red Dawn. They'd be talking to him about getting the message out and telling the people to put down their arms. And then there was the girl who was getting pregnant by Freddy Krueger. You intersperse all that. You had an episode of V. At least that's how I remember it. I didn't remember a whole lot of talking and a whole lot of sneaking around. And like, hey, you know what? We've just discovered this guy might know where the fifth column is. Okay, well, let's go find him. And they go and find him. But oh my God, one of the people they trust—it's a visitor. It's like, well, you know what? You think you guys would like learn how to test people a little better than that? I don't know, but I don't know the original the V remake. Sorely lacked in action. I think that's why I didn't like it as much, But so those were two things I was sort of looking for with Falling Skies, right? Was there going to be aliens in human form? Was there going to be a whole lot of non-action? And in the at least in a 2-hour movie, that was not a concern. Okay, you saw the alien robot. The aliens and their robots, I should say, a lot. Maybe not as much as I would liked in the second episode because it showed 2 1-hour episodes back to back. That was their 2-hour premiere. In the second episode, the bad guys that they were fighting were humans, but it made sense, especially with it looks like. At least one of the characters that were introduced is going to be a long-term character, maybe two. So that kind of made sense. They didn't need the aliens, but they actually, I'm pretty sure, showed aliens. And that's what I'm kind of, I'm really looking forward to that. And there was not a whole lot of there was action. Both of those were filled with action. It didn't seem like TV sci-fi, where there was a bunch of corners being cut. There were times where they were actually could have cut some corners, and I was surprised that they didn't. There was one part where they where two guys were being basically hunted in a warehouse, in a dark warehouse. They showed a lot more of the aliens than I thought they would have, and they actually showed a lot more than they needed to show. They could have just had the two guys sneaking around trying to find out where's the alien, and then boom, boom, boom. But they actually showed the alien, and it was really well done from a science fiction fan point of view, And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm really into this show, and I really hope it does well. Some people, I think it was, I don't know, it was a blog post that I saw, and I can't remember if it was like Entertainment Weekly or if it was a newspaper blog, entertainment section blog, but they were asking, "Is TNT's can TNT's Falling Skies save?" Science fiction television. And I hope so. I hope that a lot of people who are considering making a sci-fi show will take a look at this, and just be like, you know what, we need to up our game. Because my friend Bruce Rosenberger has always equated the term sci-fi with cheap, cheesy crap, you know? It may be cheap, cheesy, fun crap, but, you know, whether you can make a snowball out of it or, you know, it just melts in your hand, crap is crap. All right? What I mean is there's only so much fun you can have with crap. And the Sci-Fi Network, who are the reasons why I say SCIFI and not SYFI, because number one, SIFI is a trademark thing, and number two, it's stupid. If you've ever tried to watch one of their movies on the weekend, wow, those things are horrid, horrible, horribly bad, right? It's like they say, we're going to take these B level actors from the late 80s and early 90s. And I remember B level back then. And we're going to put them in a movie that our guys just threw together, you know? And there are people who weren't huge stars, but who were names from back in the day. Like Richard Grieco was in a Thor movie, you know? Nah, there's Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell. Kenan and Kel. Kel Mitchell and Nia Peebles were in a movie together, you know? Everybody knows that Debbie Gibson, Deborah Gibson, and Tiffany are in movies together. And it's just like, you can't really blame the people who are starring in these movies because they want a paycheck. And I'm pretty sure that with the lack of budget that gets put into the sci-fi movies, that any leftover money goes to paying the cast. Well, the named members of the cast. So I'm pretty sure that's pretty decent money. And a lot of these people don't have like really huge careers that they're gonna have to worry about tainting their legacy, you know. But that's what, you know, Sci-Fi Channel does. They put out garbage movies. Now their TV shows are actually pretty good. You have shows like Warehouse 13 and Eureka, both really good shows. And then of course you've got their so-called reality shows where they go around, you know, like Ghost Hunters or something. I don't watch that stuff. But it shows to me, especially with Eureka and Warehouse 13, that when they want to try, they can make a good show, you know. But I really think that they're hurting their brand with these movies and these reality shows. And then they had a cooking show, Marcel's Quantum Kitchen. It was actually pretty good. But a lot of, but you know, they took like, apparently this guy was like a Top Chef type show. I'm not even sure if that's the one he was on, but it was like a Food Network show, right? And they brought him over to sci-fi because he was doing all these things with science, you know, to make cooking like really interesting and cool. But I never watched the show, so I was fascinated by this stuff, you know, at least for the few episodes that I watched. But the people who were watching the cooking show that he came from, they didn't want to watch it because it was him. So I have to question the wisdom of taking an unpopular person and giving them their own show and expecting for it to work. You know, I don't know. It's just like weird to me. And this isn't something like, you know, Gordon Ramsay having a cooking show. Because the thing with Gordon Ramsay is, although his American persona is rather acerbic, if you look at his especially the first few episodes of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, You can see that this is a guy who knows his stuff, right? And yeah, he swears a lot, but he doesn't yell like a damn full maniac all the time. But not, of course, that's what the Americans want. So he yells and he swears an awful lot. But if you watch him on MasterChef, when he's talking to people and he's giving them advice, that's more of how his shows, his UK shows would go, right? Reason I'm just saying is that if they took, like on his last show, they had this guy named Raj who was just horrible in the kitchen, right? He was a joke. If somebody had given him his own show, you know, a bad cook who looks like a joke, who acts weird, and think that they can build a franchise around him, then that's just odd, what the hell are you thinking type logic, you know? But that's what they did. That's what sci-fi did. They gave apparently one of the least likable guys his own show, right? It's weird, right? But it was a very high quality show, and you could tell that they actually spent money on production. But you know, it's a shame because Sci-Fi Network should be the ones who are, you know, helping to save science fiction television, right? There's another small cable channel that's trying to get some traction. I can't remember what it's called now. I think it was called like Fusion or something like that. It was trying to be, you know, a high quality alternative to the Sci-Fi Network, and I have to wonder what kind of shows they're going to put on. You know, first off, they're going to have a lot of reruns of a lot of old shows, but I'm pretty sure that all those old show rerun rights are owned by, you know, Sci-Fi Network. So we will see if they even, you know, get any kind of traction. But it's just, I think it's just, I don't know, I think it's just sad that one show on a television network that's not even really known for showing science fiction or genre shows of any type for the past few years. Ever since, I want to say, well, they do show, like, I think Supernatural and Charmed reruns in the daytime. But, I'm trying to think. Prime time wise, Battlestar Galactica maybe was the last genre type show that they had shown. First run, I should say. I don't know. If somebody knows of one between Battlestar Galactica and Falling Skies, let me know, because I'm drawing a blank right now. But I'm also not in front of a thing, computer. So, you know, I'm off the top of my head. Yeah, but I think it's a shame that you have a whole network devoted to one type of television show, and it can't save the genre, but one television show can. And it's a very well done, well acted show. In fact, out of the first two episodes, the only thing I had a problem with, sometimes some of the music was a little sappy, right? You know, when they were having the human moments. And there was, if you saw the skateboarding scene, and you know what I'm talking about, but I thought that that was, I think that went on entirely too long, you know. However, it looks like they may be heading towards that aliens in human form, or I should say, bad guys in human form type deal. Because we do know that they are taking humans hostage and they're putting these things on their back. Now, this is all conjecture what I'm about to say now, but there are two types of aliens. There are aliens that like scramble on I can't remember what they're called now. Skitters, I think. But they scramble around on like four legs. They look, you know, sort of like aliens, like bugs, sort of like the bugs from Starship Troopers. But they have these robot types that look a lot like Cylons, you know, but they, you know, Cylons are big cannons. And the Cylons with big cannons have two legs, they're bipedal. And one of the previews mentioned that. And it's like, you know, whenever you have a robot, you usually make it to look like yourself. So why are these bipedal? And I think that they're taking some of the humans that they're, you know, that they take hostage and they're putting them inside these robots to fight other humans. That's what I think. And I think that eventually it's going to morph so that the possessed humans no longer need those robot shapes to be controlled by the aliens. I think. I don't know. We'll just have to see, you know. Wasn't Sarah Connor Chronicles, didn't they have some of the Terminators as humans in human form, you know? So, I mean, it happens. Even some of the best sci-fi shows do it. So I'm like I said, I'm really, that's where I think that they're going to go with the show. Noah Wiley has three sons. One of them has been captured. One of them is like is like his right-hand man. One of them is a little kid to show everybody that, you know, we can't lose our humanity and all this. I'm serious. And so what I think is going to happen is that they're going to, that's going to be one of the subplots. You know, we have to rescue our son, you know, have to rescue my other son. And every now and then they're going to go off and try to find him. And I think that they're going to find him. And then he's going to be like the guy who's going to show that the aliens can take over. Sort of like sleeper agents, you know, like Manchurian candidate types. Hold on 1 second, of course. Right, sorry about that. All right, so yeah, I think that this son is going to be the one who's going to be like their Manchurian candidate. He's going to be betraying them to the aliens, but he won't be able to help himself. I hope they don't go down that route, but if they do, I'm expecting it, you know. Right now, a lot of the people there are sort of shell-shocked because they lost their entire civilization, you know. They lost their families, they lost the military, they've just lost everybody, you know. And I know that Noah Wiley lost his wife. I'm not sure about Moon's people, but you know, eventually we're gonna find out. And right now, it looks like those two are gonna end up together. And I hope it doesn't take forever. You know, it's one of those things where I hope they just don't, like, one day just look at each other over, you know, the smoldering ashes of an alien body, and decide to start making out, because that would just be stupid. But they already have a friendship going, and she already watches his youngest son whenever he runs off to go do something. Because even though he was a teacher and she was a doctor, she is now a doctor, and he's actually part of the military because he was like a history teacher, some history professor. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know why doctors can't kill. I mean, they did take an Hippocratic oath, but I thought that that was just to preserve human life. I don't know. So it's one of those things where he goes off to go fight and go sneak around, and she has longing looks. So hopefully, pretty soon they will end up together because I like her. I've liked her in everything I've seen her in. You know, she was in Journeyman, which a lot of people said was like Quantum Leap, but I didn't really see that till the very last episode. Maybe it's because he had a family, and there was no Al. And she was on Daybreak with Taye Diggs, which was like Groundhog Day. Which I have a question about Groundhog Day when I get done. But yeah, I like her. I want to see her in more stuff, so hopefully this show will last a while. Yeah, so check it out. It's on Sunday nights, I believe. I'm not even sure what time. It's the beauty of having a DVR. Now, this is a quick question. All right. Groundhog Day. At the very end of Groundhog Day, you know, because at in Groundhog Day, it's the same day they just kept going over and over again. So Bill Murray improved himself, you know. But no matter what he did in the morning, they would play that same Sonny and Cher song, right? So he knew that the day would start over again. Until he got with Andy McDowell, and then it went to the very next day, you know. And then they kiss, and then credits roll, and all that kind of stuff. How do we know that now? No, he was stuck in this loop over and over again for one day. Then it goes to the next day. How do we know that now both of them aren't stuck in this loop? You know what I mean? Or he's not stuck in a different day. I don't know why I thought about that, but it's just like, that's kind of messed up when you think about it. Because you think, oh, happy ending. But we don't really know that his life went back to normal. We just know that he went to the next day. Huh. Anyway, there you go. Hey, Hollywood, there's your plot for Groundhog Day too. Anyway, thanks for listening. And stop by the website, and I will be back soon with another episode. Thanks.
Como um banco.